when Simon Tzadik Dalet, Siftes, Mi Shehuchach Lispalo Miyushit, a person, because of the circumstances, he was forced to daven sitting, is Kshayuchal, if when the Zman Tfilah will come, it means if it's still in the Zman Tfilah, and now he has an opportunity to stand, Sheyuchal, as will be able to stand in the still Zman Tfilah, Tzorech Lachda Lispalo Mumit, so he's mechuyev to daven over again. It should be standing. But there's no necessity that he has to be meisiv something in the tefillah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Miyushev v'huadin b'mahalach baderech. That means we had different situations that the halacha was that he can daven Shemein Esra walking or sitting. So kshayuchal dahaino shlei oval zmano. That means if the Zman Tfilah did not pass as yet, now he's capable of repeating Shemein Esrei, but now be able to daven standing. So he should daven again. So the Mechaber Paskin, Tzorich Lachzor, he has to daven again. Beinei Tzorich Lohoisif Bodovo, he doesn't have to be Moisif anything. It's not like a Nedova, the Kaimulon, the Kama, the Simen Kuvzain, the Tzorich Lachadish Bo. You have to be Machadish, if you want to be Mispalul, a second Tfilah. Here, the Etzim, Pshat is that he was Yaitze b'miktsas tefillah. He davened already, but there was missing the shleimus of the tefillah. That means he davened walking, he davened sitting. So there's a chelik of the tefillah that he wasn't mekayim as yet. So therefore, he has to daven over again to be mashlam this chelik of the tefillah that he had missed. That is the shitas hamechaber. Uledidno hiskima achoinim, but achoinim agree she'ain tzorech lachzer ulispalo shenis. He doesn't have to. That means the mechaber paskin that there's missing something in his tefillah. He davened walking or sitting. So memela, so he's mechuyev to daven over again. And the Achayna Paskim, he's not mechuyev to daven over again. V'chein ha-minik, she'en oivrei drochim, she'ispalu b'derech miyushev, choyzren u'mispalu l'msheinis. That means the minik ha-olam is, we don't paskin like the mechaba, we paskin like the Achaynim, that if he davened sitting or walking because of the circumstances that were existent then, he doesn't have to daven over again. Since b'di'evet it's a davening, there's no chiyuv to daven over again. Umikam walking imu reitze, but if he wants to daven over again, that means there's no chiyuv. I was yaitze b'di'evet, since when I davened, I was unable to stand. I had a walk or sit, so he was yaitze. There's no chiyuv to daven over again. But he can daven a tefillas nedove. That means a nedove is it's not a chiyuv. He's being another shachis. But by nedoves you have to be assured. If you're davening over a second Shemein Esrei, then you're not mechuyev to daven. So one has to make sure that he should be mechaven upon him the tefillah. K'moshin kosev soiv simen kubzayim. Vein tzorech lachadish bodovo, that like this by a tefillah nedove, there's another tonight. You have to be mechaven. And since this is a nedove over the previous tefillah, so you have to be moisir, you have to be machadish something in the second tefillah. But here it's not necessary. וזה שמספר לאטה במידה הוא כחידוש. That alone, this is different than the first tefillah, because this is a tefillah b'amida. The first was the yeshiva. Ken kosa b'sefer mogim gibayim. U'midivrei pri begodem mashmishen kedai l'spalu hayayim ledov. It's not kedai to daven a tefillah ledov. That means like this. If there's a shaila in halacha, there's a suffix, was a yaitza, wasn't a yaitza, or it will be a brachal of tol, it won't be a brachal of a tol. If there is a suffix in halach and there's no hachro, then we say, shadavna tfilos nadova make a tenai, if I'm a chuyim, it should be a chayv, if not, it should be nadova. And that, those nadovas, we should do, because we're stuck. Maybe it wasn't yaitze, maybe it was yaitze, I don't know. So I'll kaponim. So therefore, one should daven a tefillas nedove and make a tenai. Over here, Yisicha was yaitze. The achoin the paskin Yisicha was yaitze. No, it would be a hiddur to repeat the davening and have now a davening with Amida. That would be a hiddur in the Shemayin Asre. And this is a hayisofa, this is an addition to what the first tefillah was, the first tefillah was sitting down, now he's standing. So it would be Eda, and that the Prima God says, but it's too scary. That means you were, on one side we're talking about it's Eda, and the other side he has to be mechaven by the whole Shemin Asre. So you have to know what the Eda is. This, that means if he's Mesubet, if he was Yaitza or not, so he wasn't Yaitza at all. Here Yaitzi Zicha was Yaitza, so you want to make Hidurim, you have to know what the proper hiddur is. Now, Al-Koponim, the Dirshu brings down a Muradika Aloche from a B'liyashiv. That means like this, we have here that is for sure, that here we said the first day hold if I daven sitting down. So fine, see, daven sitting down. So now, the first Elshimachuyev to daven over again, if it's possible, standing up. So we see our koponim, a davening sitting is inferior to a davening standing. A davening should be standing. The matzev is he's forced to sit down. No, he sits down. So they bring down a Muradika Shaila. You have two bali tfilas. One is Yish Choshe Barisa Ketamat Chochem, but now the Maisa, he can't. I know there was a Maisa, one of the yeshivas like this. Now he can't stand. He had to sit. He'll sit. And you have another Baal Tefillah, which no comparison to this first Baal Tefillah, but the Chilak is he can stand. So which one is better? So the Rabbi Yashe Paskin, you stand, because that's the Tzurin, the Tefillah. That means he's not davening properly. If I say tzach, he can be mechavim born, is this tzulas mochosha. But there's an inyan of the tzuras ha-tfile. The tzuras ha-tfile is that it should be standing. And the first one, he should be chosen. If you have another baal tfile, even though he doesn't compare, but he's davening properly. That's one thing he brings down. He brings down from Sefer Chassidim also. But the Sefer Chassidim says, Amor de Kizach. The Sefer Chassidim says that you have to daven standing. You have to daven standing. So the Sefer Chassidim brings down, it says in the Pasuk, By Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yikru Evan, by Yisimu Trachtov, by Yeshev Olov. So I never rang a bell by me. So what's that? Moshe Rabbeinu sat. You don't know how to daven sitting. You have to stand. So he says, Yizichet David, standing. That what says, by Yeshev Olov, and those Yikru Evan, so he says, a drash, it's going down the obvious and the moist and the, he stood. Now when we learn Chumash, we have to, as I say, in Zeva Chassidim, you have to, Moshe Rabbeinu did not stop and sitting. He was standing the whole day. Okay. That's the Seder. Now let's go a little further. Let's see the Ramah. ומי שבו בדרך. והוא סמך למולים. A person is traveling, and there is a inn, he's close to an inn. Now, we'll see soon, the inn is not, it's not, it's a goyish inn. And a goyish inn, we have to understand, so the, in the goyish inn, there's a lot of getskis and salems and other things. So Mamela, so that's not an ideal place to daven in this goyish inn. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu Ketreisi Esoir. So that's not an ideal place. He left Mitzrayim to them. A place that is full of Gilulim is not a place to them. So now he's Abo Baderech, B'samach Lamolim. So now it's like this. Im Yochel is, so if he's Bo Baderech, he's either riding or walking. He's bobader, which is not a preferable oifen to that. He'll come to the inn. He can stand, but that's it. But he's going now into a molin, a hotel that has gilulim in it. So now, what should he do? So now, the Rama says, if im yochel histalek min aderech, that means if he can get off the road, so there's not people walking that will interrupt his davening. He can go to the side of the road, and he'll daven on the side of the road. So that's gewaltig. So what did he accomplish? What? Whatever it is, yeah. If he can go on the side of the road and he will not be interrupted by the Eivrei Drochim, so he accomplished a gewalt. What he accomplished? He's davening, not walking or sitting. He's standing. He's not in an area, in a room that's full of gilulim of. He's davening on a road and he's not being interrupted. So please do that, b'chol oifen. If you can do that. Im yochel yistalek min aderech, b'mokim shel yafsiku oivrei drochim, that means he will not be disturbed and interrupted by all those who are traveling on the road. It is a side that can go off the road and you won't be interrupted. So please do that. Yistalek shom, leispalu b'molim shoivrei kechov. Don't daven in this inn, this goyish inn, because in this goyish inn there's gilulim there. We'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah. Period. Now let's skip the next four words. Aval imeyev shaloi listalik min aderech, b'mokim shaloi yafsiku, he can't be listalik min aderech. That means he only has now two alternatives. Either he'll be mispalo sitting, or he'll daven in the inn standing with the getskis together. So what is the best that he should do? Yispalo b'molein. So then he should daven already b'molein, because then he can daven standing. Be'ezer kerenzovis, but there's another problem in the molein, al kaponim, the molein that we're speaking about, what the Rama is speaking about. The molein was a very distracting place. That means people are talking and screaming, some of this is television blasting over the al kaponim, and so he's forgetting about the getskis, but al kaponim it's very mavubal also. See, spala b'molim be'ezer kerenzovis. Let him try to find a corner which he will not be too distracted, and then we'll go back to the four words we skipped over. Shloyeval b'lu b'nei abayis. If he finds a corner, so he should find a corner that he will not become this balbu by the people in this molim. And that's what he should do. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now he said like this. A person, Misha bo baderech, and he's near a molin, min haderech, leilech litzdodov, so he should leave the derech. Well, he's palo sham b'midin, he should stand. B'molim shaloiv de gilulim. Shebavade yesh pe gilulim, b'sayei vois. That is not a proper place to daven. So So this is not a proper place to daven. Shaloi yival belu b'nei habayis. So this goes at the end of the sif. So choyme b'soif achat heves keren zovish, you should go to a corner. V'tzloi mo shloyochish rak limse keren zovish lo yival belu. Avon ayochish le gilulim shloykot fosinu b'ayoris meleis gilulim. Right. So memele, that means if he can't daven on the, this is not an equal. Now, before we go further, this that means here we hear that a person should not daven in a place with his gilulim. Now, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. There's two tshuvas from Rav Moshe. One tshuva from Rav Moshe is what if to daven in a reformed or conservative temple. So Rav Moshe says he's not allowed to daven there because that's mekaymes of kvire, and memele, you're not allowed to daven there. That's not a place where the tefillah will be oila. This is perhaps worse than the smolin. Now, he says, what about you have a place that's mukham for preachers and hailulis? He says, you're also not allowed to daven there. So now we'll come to Madison Square Garden and the other places where they davened Meirev when they made the Siyam Mashas and other things. We'll talk about that soon. But first, Rav Moshe speaks about such a shaila, and it's a very interesting shaila, and there's a lot of machmirim. He speaks about a shaila that you have a shul that for Yomim Neiroim, the shul is too small for all the mispalalim. So you want to rent a hall. You want to rent a hall. 2 blocks away, there's a hall. The hall during the year, there's mixed-dancing. There's a whole bunch of other things. But now I want to rent it for Yomim Neiroim. So Rav Moshe says, that's not the place. You want Yomim Neroim, that's not the place to daven. You have a problem, there's no place in the shul, but Al Kaponim, this is not, it's out of the frying pan in the fire. You're not accomplishing anything by davening there. That's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Sternbuch also had Mamash Dayestam the same shaila, and he wants to differentiate if the whole belongs to Goyim or Yidden. That means if the hall belongs to Goyim, so then Bishas, he says, we have also the same. We have a halacha over here. Like this, he can't be daven on the derech, so he says, you daven in the molein. There's getzkes there, so there's getzkes there. If I can't, that means we have here a matzav that I don't have a proper place to daven, but I can't daven the derech, we have siku oivrei drochim. So Memele, so we said he should daven in the molen. He should daven in the molen, even though the molen is a place with ketchkit. So Rav Sternbuch says, yeah, you know why? Because the molen belongs to Goyim. So if I can, so there, if I don't have a better place to daven, I'll daven there. But if you have a hole that belongs to Yidden, and forget the whole year it's used for preachers and us, he says, then there's a dinner in Ketegen Asas Negen. This place wants to daven Yomim Neroim Chas Vishol. He wants to differentiate between if this Mokim Apritzis belongs to Goyim or Yid. Krab Rabbi Yitzchak Zuberstein wants to hear a Murdike Shaila. He has a Shaila. There was an Israeli school, a high school, not a former school. They taught their kfira. That's the curriculum. Whatever they teach lefi according to way their sheet is, which is mamish kfira. And grad in this school, they became some balei tshuvas, and they wanted to daven mincha. So the shaila is if he can daven in the schoolroom. If you can daven in the schoolroom, you can daven mincha, like a minya mincha there. And perhaps it might bring about other bochim should also daven there. They'll see there's a minya that might come and daven. I see his matter. Here we have all the cheschoinis. We have the yidin there, and it's kfire, and those. a kaponim, he wants to be mata, but a kaponim, there's a whole tumult about this. Now, this whole tumult is if it's going to remain a mokim, a priestess. It means if I buy it, and now it's mine, and that's past history, then there's no shaila. Then here we're talking about that the place is going to remain a mokim of gilulim, and or priestess and those, so there, here we also have dinim. So now, so, but here, yeah.
That's where we are,
the children became willing. Oh, he got as they could go. There was a shul, they could go someplace, and they were, with Africa, we'll come in here to, you know, so he, so, because he's making a full tadavan, the beautiful Rubenstein is making a full tadavan in the classroom. Okay, it seems it's chiluki dais in this. It's yeah. What? Oh, yeah, if you rent it, then it won't be used by them. That's good. So now it's past history. What was before? What? Oh, well, come on, they have a bailus on it. Oh, we'll talk about Kutzeim in a minute. Vim bekaisel mizrochi shom tluyim gilulim. What if on the Mizrach side you have one of the Mizrach, you have right in front of you a cross or some other things. So you know you're diving in the wrong direction. That's not the direction. So you're diving in a different direction. Even though it's not Mizrach, but that's the right direction. Now, the Rabbi Yankov writes. He writes about this. He says you shouldn't face it. He says, but don't cover it and don't take it off. That's going to bring a mezuzah de kesinah that you shouldn't do. You can face in different directions, but don't cover it and don't take it off. This will bring kesinah between the hospital and the Eden. That one should not do. God, the Dirsha brings out, what if he's bedridden and his bed is facing the Talim? He says, so he should shut his eyes. That's the best that he can do. Yeah. I will appreciate him. So we may actually start it when I die. But so if we spalo, mahalach, oy miyush. Now, we said over here that if he could get off the derech, he should not have it in the mullah. What is if he can't get off the derech? So now he has two options. Either he'll be davening on the derech sitting, v'gam b'morin yidei shlo yimsa keren zovi shlo yival beluhu, and he won't have any privacy in the molin. So that means kavone he won't have in both places. So it's better for him to daven on the derech sitting than in the molin with his blasting different sounds that will be if there's grounds, outside grounds by this hotel, a bechot or a beginner, muta v'yetzi d'eshneim v'spalu b'mamed b'kabone. He says, so kabonim, so it seems that kabone is, so we hear him in the Kazakh, kabone comes before standing. That means if on the road, we have more kabone than standing in the molin, you should daven in the kabone. Kivin evolu b'shas tefillah. One should hold his feet together, one next to the other. The kaven mamish mechuvim kilu einam elo echot. That kilu, it's one foot. Lidam islam elochim, that he should be similar. He should emulate malochim. See, behind by Malachim it says, "Raglayim regel yeshore, klaima raglayim nirim keregel echot." Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yechav v'raglov, but yevad afilum lekim v'raglov klal yotzer. That means this is zicher, a halacha, how one should daven properly, but it's not ma'akim. Now what is this inyan to put both feet together? Lidam is from halacha. Shekivin shemedaber imashchina. He has to understand what he is doing now. Now when he's davening Shemayna Esrei, he's speaking to the Shechina. Is tzorich l'sale kol machsheg vois aguf melipoi. So he has to, all the gufnius that is in him, he should be mesalekit, u'damis ki'ilu humalach. That means, if one is speaking, you don't speak with the Shechina on this world. That means I'm not an Isha Adome and I speak to the Shechina. In order to speak to the Shechina, you have to be similar to the Malachi Hashoris who are Mahalo Mishabeich to the Shechina. So Mamele, he has to do Al Kapone Apule Saguf, perhaps to show himself that he is now, the thing what he is doing is a thing that Malachi HaShoreis do, and therefore he makes himself appear like a Malach, that he should get the message that he's doing now Pu'ulas Malachim, and therefore, so he should get the message to understand the magnitude of what he's doing now, And perhaps we'll get the message better if he will emulate a malach by being similar to a malach that they had, Nagleim Regel Yeshoreh. There's a Moyedike Rashba, the Nyaki brings down the Rashba, and Boch is Tafyut, and the Rashba says as follows. A different reason, but it's moiridik, why one holds the feet together when he doesn't. Zok terashba, amispalo yosem kineged eimov v'liboy, a person who's davening should think and understand, ki ilu yodov v'raglov asurais, that his hands and feet are tied. Ve'ein biyodai koyech lekarev amoyel ulahachi kamazi. He's helpless. He cannot do anything for himself, to help himself, or to run away from things which are detrimental to him. Zulosi bezrosi yizbal. When he comes to David, he should realize that he is helpless to help himself. And the only way he can be helped is only through the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is what the achana of Tfilah has to be. He has to realize Tfilah is not Rabbeinu Shalom, I can take care of myself. And if you want to make it better, I don't mind. But Mishlech Nishtarayim, that is not the kavana of Tfilah. The kavana of Tfilah is Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm completely dependent on you, and only you can help me. Umitnei sheraglei ha'odom neza yoise bavochem nehanezek uberedoif esanois yitzrich lechavinoisam. So the Rashba says, the feet of a person is, these help him the most that he can stand on his own 2 feet. That means he can run away when it's necessary, or he could run to get something for himself. So the feet of the person helps him to acquire what he needs. So when you start davening, before you start davening, you should know, let's face reality. Reality, I can't do anything for myself. Rabbeinu Shloilam, I'm completely dependent on you. Agav Ulcher. The Shari Tshuva brings down from the Arizal, Kavonas Arizal, where we say Ezras, we say Ba'ezer Dalim, Ba'ezer La'ama Yisrael Be'eshah Bo'melov. So he says, Ba'ezer Dalim, a person should think when he's davening that he's Adal. Adal means he doesn't have enough panosa. Adal means Hashem maskelol dol. He doesn't have health. He doesn't have zochias. He doesn't have teira. He's Adal. Vayis Adal himself. If he says this with the realization that he's Adal, then the Einel Am Yisrael, then the Rebbeinu will listen to his tefillas. If he focuses with the right perspective. I just wanted to be moisif one nekuda. The Goyin and Mishlei brings down a Zohar HaKadosh that the tefillah, the Zohar says the tefillah is called Raglai HaAdam. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. So Samur Dikazay, what does that mean? If you want to get any place, you know how you get it through? Through tefillah. The tefillah is Raglai HaAdam. That will bring you places. That will bring you to success. So that's what the Rashba says. So when one davens, one should hold his feet together to show to himself that how helpless he is and how dependent he is on the Rebbeinu Shlom. Time. V'afilu mu yoshev v'agolo. What if he's sitting? V'kom v'okim yichav in raglo. He should hold his 2 feet together. Oid kosvu. When you're sitting, shall yismech ozlachov. He should not lean back. V'lei yamoy till it's todav. He should lean on one of the 2 sides. He shouldn't stretch out his feet. They shouldn't put 1 foot on top of the other. If he's sitting, the feet are together, and the head is bent down. Yeah. Now let us see further the Gemara. Yesh Aimrim. When he gets up to daven, yelech lefonav shalish psiyos derech kiru v'hagosha v'dover shetzorech laseis. That means before Shemini Esrei, he should take 3 steps in order to before starting Shemini Esrei. So let us see. There's an Indian like I'm going to daven. So that means going means I'm here now, I'm davening. I'm making myself to daven, so therefore you should take 3 steps forward. Yelech lefono, so he says, but this concept of going to daven is if I have place to go. What if I don't have any place to go? But you don't have to go backwards in order to be capable of going frontwards. That means if you're capable when you get up to take 3 steps, so then you should do that. But you don't have to go backwards because of this can cause me to rabbi. The minute is that we do go backwards and that we go forward. Hagavucha, the Piskei Tshuva brings down when you're going the 3 steps forward, you should go first with the right foot, because that's a chashivas. Gosu v'dalki Moshe, maril ho yinoi glamid b'shachis l'tfilu shmeine esrei, mosa shishol shvich tzibel, tehilois l'keil elyen. So the maril went back, he stood up and he went back from tehilois l'keil elyen, and he stood there, and then Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael. Then he went, took the 3 steps towards the Tadavim. Or b'mincha k'shir b'shlir tzibur b'fnei ha'teva sehid. That means when he started saying Kaddish, he also went back. Or b'avish hischal b'shlir tzibur Kaddish. They also went back. They went. It seems the Kaddish is like the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. So you should go back right before the Kaddish, and then go, and after the Amir Bami Roma, you should go back to Davin. Babach Kosov, the Kom Shiaskol is, 1 second, and then, before Davening, Gam Yosir, Oskeche, V'neiv, Chodova, Mabarbo, Machshavt, everything that could be distracting to him, he should take care of before he starts davening. Sif beis, tzor shiyochev roishe ma'at, when one is davening, one should bow down his head, she'eino l'mato l'oretz, he should be facing the ground. V'yachshev kiloim v'veis ha'mitosh, v'beliboy yichavim l'maylo l'shamayim. That's That's what we had before. The ones who think that he's standing in the Beit Hamikdash. Zot Mishnah Berura. Ein Laufen in Tzadik Sivkoten. Ches Mishnah Berura. Babachkos. Vakum Shiaskol. Ispal. There's an meaning of looking at the heavens. So the Bach says, before you start adding, you start b'chalein yisqap yishamayim, they she'ili b'y nichna. That means to see the magnitude of the heavens. It's a good thing to look at right before Shemayin Esra, and then you should have l'mato la'oret, b'oysen ha'magbin r'sheim b'yneim l'maivot, lift up the heads and the eyes, k'mabitim al-agad, is ha'malochim aligim alayim. This is no winning to look at the ceiling. Because of a rim of God, then, Shane last says, Tnuim, Mishunah, a person should not do something, the middle of Shemayin Esra, which will, people will look at him, that he's doing something that's modern. But the Yochid, if he's happening alone, the Shus, the Leibetzibo. But Prat, Lahorim, Kail, Lachadoyme, to lift his voice, or the should not be done in with the Zerab. Gosva Chaynim, שכל מי שאינו עצם אינו בשעס תפילה שמיין עשרה שרק לחזך. A person who does not shut his eyes by שמיין עשרה, אין יזריך לראה את פני שכינו בצייס הנפש. זה אומר לכזך, it says that right before בקירני או אדם בוחי, so on פרקי דרב לזר says, but right before the פתירה, the person is shown the Shekhinah. That is, he's going now on a new journey. But Al Kaponim, he's Klirani Odom Bachai, but he's eicher to see the Shekhinah right by the stalkers of the Nefesh. So the Achoinim say, a person gets this Shekhinah if during his life he did not look around when he davened Shemayna Eschei. If he looked around, then there's also a Shekhinah. Perhaps there's no Gilui Shekhinah, then he's not Tzreicher. L'Reis Pnei Shekhinah B'Tzeis Nefesh. Ach, some of them are in Inyan, to shut your eyes. Ach, him is followed by Siddur, but if he's traveling from the Siddur, but in the Pekuch is the L'Reis, but he left one more. His eyes are open because he wants to concentrate on the words of the Siddur. Right, that's no problem. Yeah, okay.